This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information for how you can volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Poems by Gerard Manley Hopkins. Read by Linda Liu. Part 0B. Editor's Notes to Author's Preface. Notes. Author's Preface. This is from capital B and must have been written in 83 or not much later. The punctuation has been exactly followed except that I've added a comma after the word language, where the omission seemed an oversight. Rove over. This expression is used here to denote the running on of the sense and sound of the end of a verse into the beginning of the next, but this meaning is not easily to be found in the word. The two words reeve, R-E-E-V-E, perfect, rove, which is also a perfect of rive, and reeve, R-E-A-V-E, perfect, reft, are both used several times by G-M-H, but they are both spelt reeve, R-E-A-V-E. In the present context, rove and reeving occur in his letters, and the spelling reeve, R-E-E-V-E, in the Deutschland, stanza 12, line 8, is probably due to the copyist. There is no doubt that G.M.H. had a wrong notion of the meaning of the nautical term reeve, R-E-E-V-E, poem 39, line 10, the third passage where reeve, R-E-E-V-E, spelt R-E-A-V-E, occurs, and a nautical meaning is required, see the note there, would be satisfied by splice, open parentheses, nautical, close parentheses. And if this notion were influenced by weave, wove, that would describe the inner weaving of the verses. In the passage referred to in the Deutschland, reeve, R-E-E-V-E, is probably intended in its dialectical or common speech significance. C. writes, quote, English Dialect Dictionary, unquote, where the first sense of the verb is to bring together the, quote, gathers, unquote, of address, and in this sense, reeve, R-E-E-V-E, is in common use. End of part 0B. This recording is in the public domain.